Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting outside of Las Vegas. We're on our way back from California now, and we will be preaching in Wisconsin. We will be the main speakers during the Constitutional Party on Saturday. And then we had a friend that was listening to the radio show that wanted us to come over and preach at their local church. So we will be over there preaching on Sunday as well. And we appreciate that very much for the opportunities. As we find them, we take them. We are responding to Mark 16:15 and Luke 19:10 every step of the way. By the way, folks, as I just said, we are broadcasting live from Las Vegas, outside of Las Vegas. We drove from California, from the coastline all the way to Vegas last night. And that is part one of part three of our endeavors to get over to Wisconsin in the next 2 days here. But what's interesting to note, friends, and I hope you're sitting down for this, we are, well, for a better way of saying it, we all know that we're in the desert, right? It's 108 degrees this morning. Last night, on the way over here, we stopped in between California and Vegas to get some fast food. And we were inside of our van, and it was quite chilly, let me say it that way. And then we seen the world's tallest thermometer, and it said it was 116 degrees. And I thought, okay. So we get out, we go over to the restaurant, and as we get out of the van to walk, what, 50 yards to go into the restaurant? Folks, I got to tell you, that intensity that I've been talking about over the last couple of days, it's insane. Folks, let me say it this way. It's dangerous heat. It really is. But we're good, and we're on our way. So, anyways, you learn something new every day, don't you? Folks, I wanted to let you know really quick, if you want to jump online, please do. You can go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, friends, do yourself a favor and subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. While you're over there, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, wrong one, forgive me. Going back, when we go over there, we'll go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and subscribe to that live feed on Rumble that we're having to rebuild because of the illegalities of censorship taking place through the big tech companies today. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, when you're over there, consider the fact that there is 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media, social media platforms for the morning show and the afternoon show, as well as when you go over to beforeitsnews.com or on the top left side of the page, my friend Michael Roach's page. And with that said, friends, again, please check out our social media platforms. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Before we get over to our main topic here, they are not hiding it anymore. Folks, I really got to tell you, on this one, it comes as no surprise to me because I seen this 15 to 17 years ago. But if you're a new time listener or a new time or first time watcher on social media platforms of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I'm going to show you some shocking criminal behavior. And I'm going to put some questions to you when I show you that. I'll tee it up in just a moment, but before we do get over to, they're not hiding it anymore. As a matter of fact, they never have. What I want to do is I want to get over to Las Vegas. And somebody said, well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Listen, whenever we go somewhere, and we've been in almost all 50 states of our union up to this point, I love history. And I have to go and learn something while we're in each town if we have time in doing so. And one of those topics just happened to be that of Bonnie and Clyde. Well, what do you mean Bonnie and Clyde, Brad? Well, just recently there was a movie that came out about Frank Hamner. He was a former Texas Ranger in Manny Gault, who were, in fact, hired on to join forces to capture the notorious outlaws Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, Bonnie and Clyde. So I had to see the history for myself. And so what we did is we found that the car just happened to be at a place called Whiskey Pete's, of all places, here in Las Vegas. So we called them up. As a matter of fact, it was right off the highway that we were going to or that we were on going from Las Vegas to California just last week. So we said, well, we'll stop by. It's right off the highway that we're on. And so we gave them a call. And we get there and we find out that the car has been moved actually over to that of Simi Valley over at the Presidential Museum over at Ronald Reagan's place. And I can suspect that nobody's going there. So they have to bring this car that Bonnie and Clyde were killed in and to allure the people to come and see President Reagan's Presidential Museum over there. So anyways, we missed that, but we did watch the true story of that of Frank Hamner and Manny Gault, who actually captured the likes of Bonnie and Clyde. You know, on the way over there, my wife had said to me, why do you want to see their car? Okay, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying here. Bradley, why do you want to see Bonnie and Clyde's car? The ambush car that's riddled with bullets. She said, why do you want to see their car? She said, isn't that glorifying the devil? I said, I can understand that because people in this world love to glorify the bad guys. I mean, Al Capone, Bugsy Siegel, the list of Pal Blow Escobar. They love to glorify the bad guys. And as a matter of fact, people in this country have even been conditioned to frown upon many of the good guys. Check out John 7:7 when you get a moment. And what's even worse than that is that we know that the devil loves to glorify himself through them bad guys, doesn't he? Read Matthew 4:9. And in this case, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, Bonnie and Clyde, there's no other two criminals who could be a better example of just that. Here, let me tell you this. Bonnie Parker, Bonnie, and Clyde Barrow, Clyde, were an American criminal couple who traveled the central United States with their gang. Now, folks, I'm going to give you some more details. This is a short piece, but I want you to hear what I said in response to my wife. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of that of Las Vegas, 108 degrees. We're on our way over to Wisconsin, where we will be the main speakers at the Constitutional Party on Saturday. And then we have a church set up through my friend Matt Truella's church over there in Wisconsin as well. Folks, I was just highlighting during the last segment Bonnie and Clyde and how it is when we travel throughout the United States, if we got time, if we have time, we will do our best to stop and learn a little something about American history. Well, we just happen to be going through, well, that of Las Vegas, and we all understand how Vegas started, right? The Flamingo and that of Bugsy Siegel. How did that end up for Bugsy? It didn't turn out very well for him, did it? No, in fact, it didn't. But it's interesting. The devil planted seeds, and we're seeing them all across the city on so many different ways. They call it Sin City for a reason. But one of the things that we noticed was Bonnie and Clyde's car was here at a place called Whiskey Pete's. We got over there, which was right off the highway to California, coming from Vegas just last week, and we found out that the car was not there. It was actually moved over to that of Ronald Reagan's museum. Of course, they did that because they wanted to allure people to come over and see his museum, because obviously people aren't. It's a downtime for him. Well, I was just highlighting the fact that men love to praise the bad guys. And in many cases in America today, they frown upon the good guys. And I said, put that up against John 7:7. And what's worse is that we know that the devil loves to glorify himself through the bad guys, which is a mockery of that of Christ. Read Matthew 4:9. And then I highlighted the fact that Bonnie and Clyde are probably the best two examples that I can think of concerning American history and criminals and criminal behaviors. And what I said is, and I'm saying again, over and over again, that there's the true story of Frank Hamner and Manny Gulch, who were two former Texas Rangers who joined forces to capture Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. So I had to see the history for myself. So now we're all caught up. Bonnie, Elizabeth Parker, and Clyde Champion Barrow, they were both born in 1934. And what they were American. They were an American criminal couple who traveled the central United States with their gang during the Great Depression. They were known for their bank robberies during the Great Depression. Although they preferred the small to rob small stores or rural gas stations. It was easier for them to do that. But what happened is their exploits captured the attention of the American press and its readership during what is occasionally referred to as the public enemy era between that of 1931 and 1934. And they have, Bonnie and Clyde, have believed to have murdered at least 9 police officers and 4 civilians. And in May of 1934, both of them were ambushed by the police near Gibbsland, Louisiana. Now, I want to go back to the point that I was making during the first segment. My wife said, well, what do you want to go see that history for? She said, why do you want to see their car? She said, isn't that glorifying the devil? Well, if you're on social media platforms, friends, that's great. If not, that's okay, too. You'll get the point here. But it's interesting. I told my wife, I said, I don't want to see their car in order to glorify them. That I want to see, again, not them glorified. I said, I want to see the riddled car in order to see how the Lord brought justice upon them to the likes of Frank Amner and Manny Gotlin in glorifying himself. Friends, there's a big difference, Isaiah 26, verse 9, and Hebrews 9, 27. Hey, folks, this is the end of sin. The Bible is clear in Psalm 9, 16, that the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. And he just happened to use Frank and Manny in doing that. Now, while the world was glorifying Bonnie and Clyde, God was setting himself up to be glorified, too. Now, what's also interesting to note is that Scripture is clear when it says that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Well, keep in mind, both Bonnie and Clyde said that they would not be taken alive. Well, guess what, friends? They were right. They were riddled. They were ambushed on a dirt road in Louisiana because too many people were actually protecting these two criminals. Well, they were killing individuals. And again, it shows you the prince of the power of the air and the children of disobedience and what they're willing to glorify. I'm showing pictures right now of the riddled car. And then I'm also showing pictures of that of Clyde Barrow. Didn't end very well with him or Bonnie Parker. Now, did it? So while my wife was thinking that I wanted to go see their car because it was glorifying Bonnie and Clyde, I wanted to go see how the Lord set up judgment upon the heads of the wicked, and it's exactly what we did. And the fact of the matter is, friends, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And it's also appointed unto men once to die and then miss the judgment. And you know what's the sickest thing about all of this, friends? You live in a society today where you're taught to show compassion to the murderers. And you show what? Disdain and reproach for the victims. More compassion is shown for the perpetrators of the crimes and the criminals themselves than there is the victims of these people. Do you think there's not something wrong with this? Let me take it a step further. Concerning Bonnie and Clyde and talking about how they're glorified by ignorant individuals, isn't it interesting, friends, that over 15,000 people attended both Clyde Barrow's funeral and that of Bonnie and Clyde. And it was also interesting to note that in many cases, it was the mainstream media during the time of the Depression that was glorifying the likes of Bonnie and Clyde. Folks, this is the spirit of disobedience. This is the fruit of the prince of the power of the air, which is no excuse, friends. So while the world praising Bonnie and Clyde, I was praising God for the likes of a Frank Hamner and Manny Gault, who were former Texas Rangers. And isn't that rightly putting it into perspective, friends? Again, this is how God is glorified upon the heads of the wicked, friends. If they don't want to listen to his mercy, they're going to listen to his judgment. And so it is for that of Bonnie and Clyde. So I extracted on a personal note a little different history than most people thought, even my wife in this particular case. Because the fact of the matter is, when the judgments of the Lord are upon us in this earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. I wanted to tee it up with one more comment. We had an individual yesterday call in through, via email, sent us a message. and said to us that, well, I just don't agree with you that America is under judgment. I just got to say to you, do you have ears? Do you have eyes? Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. When you look at America, the judgments of God upon America, you can find them verbatim through the prophets, namely in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, in Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15. Go to the end of the chapter. As I've said, in parodying that of the Great Awakening preacher, George Whitefield, either God's going to be glorified in your salvation or it's going to be glorified in your destruction. It lines up perfectly with Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And that's not speculation. That's sound doctrine, and sound means without error. But to get a text in such a fashion to say that you don't believe that America is under judgment, I ask the question, are you suggesting that God is going to contradict his own word? Are you suggesting that somehow or another, America, who has blatantly disobeyed God, you have 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians, and I, for one, have never seen so much hypocrisy in all my life, only to find less than probably 3% of real Christianity, if that, throughout the United States of America. What, America loves God so much they disobey him at every given turn, and the Lord's going to run antithetical to his very word, all the while knowing that God is not a man that he should lie, and he's just going to go ahead and continuously bless the people of the United States of America? Did the Lord not say that he was going to turn this nation into hell or any other nation into hell that refuses him, that refuses to acknowledge him? This, my friends, is not a nation that is any longer under the blessings of God. This, my friends, is under the perfect judgment of God. And if this individual could listen to what I have to say and making the fleece, that if you want to call in at any time, please do, and go ahead and test your little steel that you think you have, please do, but let's take it to Scripture. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you're the one that sent that text and said that I don't believe that America is under judgment, go ahead and prove scripturally just the opposite, because God is not a man that he should lie. America, without a doubt, is under the judgments of God, and rightfully so. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't turn and learn from them judgments, like Matthew Henry rightly said, he said, if we don't learn from the judgments of God and we get away with them, you can rest assured those judgments of God will, in fact, ensue each and every one of us. So, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to the main topic. I'm going to show you some audio, and I'm going to give you some video beats as well. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues.
Our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing heavy rain to parts of North Carolina and Virginia. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has winds of 45 miles an hour as it impacts both states. USA Radio News. California is set to pay reparations to victims of the eugenics movement.
California is poised to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to some of the people who were sterilized decades ago because the government deemed them unfit to have children. It was called the eugenics movement and started in California in 1909. Although repealed in 1979, there are complaints between 2005 and 2013, eugenics was performed on nearly 150 women. Records say 20,000 Californians were forced to endure the procedure. The reparations will make California the third state following Virginia and North Carolina to compensate victims. The eugenics movement peaked around the 1930s. The money will come from Governor Gavin Newsom's $262.6 billion operating budget. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Elsa bringing heavy rain to the Carolinas on Thursday. The storm expected to move up the East Coast on Friday. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Las Vegas. Just wanted to make that point, friends. I just thought it was very interesting that people would think, going back to the last couple segments where I was talking about Bonnie and Clyde and wanting to see the car, you know, the misconception was, well, what do you want to go see that for? Because you want to glorify Bonnie and Clyde in their criminal activities? Absolutely not. I wanted to see the judgment of God that fell upon a people that refused his mercy, and it's exactly what we found. Now, with that said, going forward, what I want to do is I want to highlight a couple of things real quick. Did you hear about the four African presidents and prime ministers who died within 9 months of each other during the COVID pandemic? Did you hear about these guys? I'm not going to give you their names. We went through John McFooley and the such and how he disappeared for 2 weeks and then he shows up dead. And he was the guy that was basically mocking those that were sending back the test results of his experiments, namely his tests from people. And what he did is he sent them into the lab telling them that they were from man. They said their names and their ages. And, of course, it was all contrived. And what happened is we found out the samples that he was actually sending them were from goats, from sheep, from pawpaws, which is fruit, from car oil. And yet, regardless of what he sent in, they still came back as positive concerning COVID-19. Well, he made an open mockery of it, and this is just one of the four that refused the whole pandemic. And before you know it, within 9 months, all four of them are dead. And you also just heard recently that the Haiti president, right? The Haiti president was just found to be assassinated. And it was interesting, right after the assassination, they were trying out, this is a DEA operation, and now what they're finding, according to the mainstream media, friends, is that Americans may have had something to do with the Haitian president and his assassination. Now, also keep in mind, friends, and I'm not going to speculate, but I am going to keep it firm concerning the information that we do have. We also know that this is, in fact, one of the nations that refused all vaccinations. We also understand the Clintons have a long line of not only killing Americans, but also the Haitians' friends, and also stealing from the Haitians as well. So this is nothing more than probably a CIA operation overthrowing someone that would not stand down to the global order or the desires of the globalists. And again, friends, this is what it takes to stand up against these people. And in this particular case, that's probably exactly what happened. Now, what I want to get over to is I want to get over to a video really quick. I want you to hear this, and I want you to understand for about 17 years of my ministry. Now, again, if you're a first-time listener, I've done about 364 high schools, public high schools, in 25 different states. And around 2003, between 2003 and 2005, under George W. Bush, who was in fact promoting the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, for those that didn't know, it's interesting that my ministry came under attack. Why? For making reference to the law that exposes the crimes of the sodomite communities. I want you to understand that what I'm about ready to show you and what I'm about ready to play for you is an expose of not just these pedophiles that are blatantly coming out now, but it's also an exhibition of those that are calling the shots. Because the question that one needs to ask is, where's the law to be enforced concerning what it is that they're now promoting? And don't forget, just yesterday I brought up in part that of Christy Alley. Christy Alley, forgive me, I'm going to show you this really quick. This is Christy Alley that is saying that she pushed forth and issued a dire warning last Friday, cautioning the American people that Hollywood is now conditioning society to be so open-minded that it will soon support pedophilia as just loving children. I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen, at least not from me and my lot, not from anybody that fears the Lord is not going to go along with this. And by the way, they know this. But I want to show you a video, and I want you to listen carefully as to what's being said during this video and this audio, and listen carefully to the lyrics. And I'll give them to you in just a moment here.
I'm really proud of the progress we've made over these past years. There's still work to be done. So for those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, these messages,
they call them rights.
Do you think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all need lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that you'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Just this one, you're correct.
Did you hear that?
You convert your children. Have been bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco. What about San Francisco? Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of betraying your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you have a problem.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night. You protest, but when you'll be disgusted. When they start finding things online that you kept far from their sight,
like information,
guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children, yes we will. We can want it all, there's really no escaping it.
Okay, so friends, I want to get back to this, because one of the things that I fell under attack for, friends, is the fact that I was showing that the pedophilia lifestyle is the normalization of man-boy love. Keep in mind their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. How is it that they have now become so emboldened to say that we'll convert your children? Folks, this is happening right in front of your faces. This isn't a thing being done in a corner any longer. It's not sick, Sharon. It's criminal. If you look at every state statute in the United States of America, just as a reminder to those that still think it's just sick, it's a felony in every state. Where are law enforcement agencies to enforce the laws against these people? Why are they standing down in the face of these criminals that are saying, we will convert your children? I'm curious. I mean, I know that I'm talking to a community right now. I know that I'm talking to 153 cities in America that have already stood down in the face of government sanctioning the murder of innocent babies. I know that I'm speaking to 330 million people that all the well know that CPS in many cases is corrupt. We just found that John McAfee, just a week and a half ago, I played the video for you. When he pulled up his computer system, he found out that the government was, in fact, the one human trafficking in the United States, as were they drug dealing. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Hey, folks, when is it that the American people stand up and say no more, especially when it comes to their children? Two pedophiles singing a song that will convert your children? For those that haven't seen this, I want you to see it really quick because, again, it's one of those videos that's important for any one of us to see. But, again, this is an organization called Outfront and Bash Back. And, of course, no matter how many times we reached out to them to get them on the radio, they wouldn't get on the radio with us. But they will tell you that what I am saying to you is a lie, and that was 15 years ago. So everything that I told you that they said was a lie is exactly what they're doing right now in the face of the American people. Why? Because they feel safe enough to do it. I want you to check this out, and it's a video showing you who they're using in the process of trying to advocate pedophilia. Listen carefully. This is offensive.
Christian f***ing right.
Let's get a shirt.
Preaching
okay. Don't f***ing talk to me about Brandon Dowd.
Listen up, haters. Don't be hating on the homo.
Hate. You're f***ing anti-gay.
Put you in a motherfucking headlock.
Using kids. Vulgarity. This is illegal, Americans. Again, this isn't something that they're hiding any longer, Americans. This is something that I've been sharing with the American people for 17 years on radio. Bradley, what's your problem with homosexuality? My problem is, and I'm offended at, what you tolerate. Because common sense comes into play here. You know, I did a private event in Rancho Fay, California, on Friday. And I started to hit some of the topics of which I'm sharing with you even now, because California is supposed to be so well known for their open homosexuality and acceptance of the sodomite. Yet I was in L.A. I was in California, San Diego, Escondido, Santa Fe. I mean, folks, I was all over the southern part of the state for 5 days. I didn't see one gay couple. And yet they want you to believe that everybody's gay and you better accept it or else. Now they're coming for your children. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Incredible.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want, if anybody thinks for any reason or another that I am speculating as to what I'm sharing with here and the dangers of what we're dealing with, I want you to see this because the sonsoflibertymedia.com actually posted it. And by the way, if you want to check it out, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if I could get, is there an angry mama bear out there? Is there an angry dad out there right now concerning the content that I just shared? We got one more segment. I would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I did want to share with everybody that, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I believe it was Tim Brown that recently highlighted the fact that, friends, that we have a plethora of cases coming out, which, by the way, I highlighted in part yesterday concerning that of the Boy Scouts. As a matter of fact, it's right in front of me right now. Boy Scouts pay out nearly $1 billion for 60,000 abused children, victims, right? And almost no arrests were made. This criminal behavior, they're attempting to normalize it, as Christy Alley rightly said. Now, you don't have to go around and speculate as to what we're telling you, because Scott Warner, he is a sodomite, and we believe that he's a pedophile in San Francisco who's trying to lower the age of anal consent from 16, I believe, to 14 like that, exactly from the blueprints of Canada in San Francisco. The video audio that I just played for you a couple minutes ago is exactly from that of San Francisco. And friends, Christy Alley, once again, is exactly right when she said they are trying to normalize the crime. Now, I just had someone text me during the break and asked if I would share on social media platforms the Gay Manifesto. And again, what I want you to understand, friends, is the Gay Manifesto concerning what we're seeing today has been in the light for a long time. Luke 12:2. Also put up everything that I'm sharing with you right now concerning the acts of these criminals, that their lifestyle choices, Deuteronomy 39:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I lay before you both blessings and cursings, therefore choose life that you and your seed may live. Well, they're committing the act of an abomination, not sin before God, because that's exactly what the Lord said in Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Jude 7, and also check out Romans 1:24 and 29 other references condemning the act of sodomy. And friends, I just want to go back and say this one more time. I told you so. I told you it was about the children. And it's exactly what it's always been about. Last week, I took the time showing you the sting operations concerning the employees at Disney, the employees at that of SeaWorld, of Universal Parks. The employees were lured in to having intercourse with underage children. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them were literally caught. And yet, for some reason or another, Disney turns around, adds insult to injury, and says, well, you know what? We need to have a gay day. Now let's have a transgender day. Let's not say boys and girls anymore. Folks, you got to quit supporting these people. But I'm also taking the megaphone right now and asking law enforcement, the crimes that they're committing are right on film. Where are you to enforce the law? And if you don't, if you fail to enforce the law, then I hope you understand where if the law fails to serve us, we must serve the law. And that is exactly why we have vigilante justice on the rise in this country, which takes away all credibility from them in law enforcement and those said injustices that fail to enforce and prosecute these criminals according to the word of God. So what I want to do is I want to get over to this next point, and I want you to see, if you have not seen this, I'm going to let it run for a moment. It's the Gay Manifesto. It was inserted into the Congressional Record by Michael Swift in 1987, from February 15th through the 21st. And your said representatives have known this since 1987. I'm sure they knew it long before that, because we all know the whole Watergate scandal, right? We were told that, you know, a certain party went in and broke into a certain party because they wanted to spy on their campaign. Did you guys know that that was a smokescreen for what Watergate was really all about? Did you know that it was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C.? And then it resurfaced again in the 80s under that of Ronald Reagan. It was George Bush, not Ronald Reagan, that was being exposed. Did you guys all know this? Again, that's what we're doing here. But again, folks, Watergate had nothing to do with a party spying on a party, just like that of Bill Clinton when he was busted with Monica Lewinsky back in the 90s. Remember, everybody said, well, he's being impeached, Article 2, Section 4 for adultery. Folks, that had nothing to do with why he was being impeached. He was being impeached, friends, for treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, verse 48. For selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. Okay, so it's the same thing with Watergate. But let me get back to the point here. I want you to check this video out, and it will play the audio as well. And this is the Gay Manifesto that your government is all the well knowing and aware of. And it's interesting to note all the details in this are pointed at children, and they are also pointed at those that would oppose the homosexual lifestyle. Check this out, folks. 1987. This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th to the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms,
in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked.
Listen carefully.
And legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states very clear at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We, too, are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
Well, friends, there you have it. Once again, it's all out in the light for you to see. Why 330 million people have stood down to this. You can see the courts are working in favor as well, along with corrupt politicians. Matter of fact, what they're doing is they're taking the likes of that of even Alina Kagan, who has never judged a case a day in her life, and they're appointing her to the courts. When we pull the curtain back on her, she was a sick devil, to say the least, John 8:44, and doing the biddings of her master, Satan. She was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard. So, folks, what's happening here, and we can go back, by the way, under Barack Obama, who appointed over 225 homosexuals, transgenders, as they like to be called, and or lesbians. And then when you go fast forward to Donald Trump, who wants to decriminalize this activity on a global basis. So, folks, we can see that these are all pawns in the hands of the devil. The fact of the matter is the church needs to stand up and understand that he's a defeated foe and act accordingly. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.